Revelation chapter 9. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star from heaven which had fallen to the earth, and the key of the bottomless pit was given to him. The prophet Isaiah was shown this scene in Isaiah chapter 14, beginning in verse 12. How you have fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, son of the dawn. You have been cut down to the earth, you who have weakened the nations. But you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit on the Mount of Assembly in the recesses of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. The arrogance of Satan is being put on full display. The deceiver has been given limited abilities for millennia. Now, in the vision of the apostle, he is even given the key to the bottomless pit. So, what does he do with it? He opened the bottomless pit, and smoke went up out of the pit, like the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by the smoke of the pit. Anytime the Prince of Darkness is given an opportunity to inflict terror on humanity, he exercises it. Then out of the smoke came locusts upon the earth, and power was given them, as the scorpions of the earth have power. At this moment, it is reasonable to recall when the Savior welcomed the 70 back from their mission. Where we are now in John's vision makes his comments easier to understand. From Luke chapter 10, beginning in verse 17. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. The locusts are given very specific instructions in Revelation 9:4. They were told not to hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, but only the men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. Just as the Lord's chosen 70 were protected, here again, those who have been sealed, refer back to chapter 7, are kept from the terror of the fifth trumpet. Continuing in verse 5. And they were not permitted to kill anyone, but to torment for 5 months. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings a man. And in those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will long to die, and death flees from them. The use of specific words in Scripture have their application magnified by repetition. Any time, for example, a word is repeated three times in a single context, such as a single sentence, it is time to pause and reflect. The locusts of the fifth trumpet present an affliction to those with whom they come in contact that is difficult to imagine. The word chosen by the evangelist to describe what he sees is torment. He didn't write pain or any other description that we could associate with a scorpion sting. Consider, if you can, the torment matching the sting of a scorpion that persists for 5 months. Think in terms of a literal 150-day time frame. Then, allow yourself to make the time linger for longer. Torment can be physical, emotional, psychological, or spiritual. From such agony, one can wish for death as relief. In the fifth trumpet, death is not possible, not by suicide, nor by simply willing the body to die. Continuing in verse 7, the appearance of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle, and on their heads appeared to be crowns like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like the hair of women, and their teeth were like the teeth of lions. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots, of many horses rushing to battle. More of the nature of the locusts is revealed. This is an army of judgment. Besides their obvious weapon of torment, this army is terrifying. They have tails like scorpions and stings, and in their tails is their power to hurt men for 5 months. And to emphasize the army's weaponry, John's description transfers the capability from insects to an armed force. They have as king over them the angel of the abyss. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon. And in the Greek, he has the name Apollyon. The army has a leader. Jesus reveals his name in two languages, one for the Jew, one for the Greek. Scholars have struggled for centuries to identify the leader. The name says it all. Destroyer. The first woe is past. Behold, two woes are still coming after these things. The first phase of judgment is complete. Two more remain. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.